Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Welcome back. That's Jerry and the Pacemakers, Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And folks, I'm don't know what to say. I've been doing this a long time. I've been in the marketplace a long time. I love the American marketplace. I love the dynamism. I love the optimism. I love the fact that we got warts. Okay, so America's not perfect. Okay, we mess up sometimes. We have messed up sometimes. We got some skeletons in our closet. We've got some history that we're not proud of. But on balance, tell me where the world would be without America. Remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Jimmy Stewart and he was George in operating the home bank and loan or whatever in Bedford Falls, right? Remember that? And the angel came down and he was so upset. He thought his whole life had been for nothing. And the angel showed him Bedford Falls. If he hadn't been there, if the loan and bank company hadn't been there, it would have been Potterville. He showed him what that looked like. It was a place of horror, a place of people were demoralized. They were beholden to one entity. They were beholden to Mr. Potter, right? Remember that? If you haven't seen that movie, you got to watch it. And so that's America. America is George. We need to realize that when we look at the future, we look at today from the past. Whatever America has done on balance, it's been good. It's been good for not only for us, but it's been good for the world. People are still trying to break into America. Nobody's trying to break into other countries. They're trying to break into America. That's what kind of country we have. But that's what we have to protect. And I'll tell you, there are people out there, and I just have to put it out there, I have to say it like it is. There are people out there with influence. Some of them are elected. Some of them are influencers of the elected who don't like America. They think America is ugly, it's bad. And they're putting their money and their effort behind that thinking. And it's hurting us. It's hurting America. It's damaging America. And if America is damaged, if America is weak, if America isn't able to be dynamic as it has been, if it's including especially our marketplace, if our economy doesn't have the ability to be the dynamic, optimistic marketplace, if our society loses our pathological optimism, our can-do attitude, if we become a bunch of whiners and complainers instead of taking responsibility and fixing what's broken, then this is not only going to be good, not good for America, it's going to be not good for the world. And I feel like the last 8 years under President Obama, and I'm talking about this because of his policies. I'm just talking about his policies, not anything else. His policies have hurt. I'm just talking about the ones that have affected the marketplace. His disregard for small businesses, his disregard for entrepreneurship, his administration's assault on his anti-business policies have been nothing less than an assault on us. Obamacare, you saw the news, folks. Obamacare is doing what I warned you about. Grace Marie Turner and I both warned everybody that would listen, that Obamacare was going to be a disaster before it became law, before he signed it into law. Nothing has happened that I didn't, and break Grace Marie Turner didn't warn you about. A lot of people warned you about it. You probably knew it yourself. And yet they passed it, and now it's literally hurting people. And it's been scaring you as small business owners for 6 years. And so many other things that that they've done have hurt us. The tax increases. And now comes this Department of Labor thing I talked about in the last segment, the increase in the exemption amount. Doing it all at once. The assault on the franchise industry. Trying to make franchisee employees de facto employees of the corporate franchisor. That's an assault on one of the great institutions of America. The world, wherever you see franchises around the world, those were born in America. The franchise concept is an American institution, and the Obama administration is assaulting it. Folks, we've got to take back our marketplace. Small business owners, we've got to take back our marketplace. I don't want to see Potterville without a strong small business sector in the future. And that's what we're dreaming of having. We have to take it back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.